All right, welcome everybody. This is Trent Crosper. And welcome once again to the grad call today. We're going to be talking about building your internet business dream team. So, very important topic and also exciting as well, and to learn about how to find the right types of people and how to bring them on board and what those types of people are. And I'll also be sharing with you some strategies on how to bring them on board without any cost out of your own pocket. And some strategies that you consider implementing to help out with bringing them on board without spending too much or if anything at all. So, and it may not necessarily be ideal, but it would be a pretty cool topic to discuss and share with you. Now, if you were to press star 5, that would unmute you, and then you can ask questions. If you were to press it again, then it'll take it off mute, or mute you. So, all right. So to get started here, the overview here is, once again, if we have any latecomers, is going to be on the topic of how to build your internet business dream team. So if you have a website already, or even if you don't, it's very important to get thought in your mind of how to build a team effectively and how to look for the right people to bring them on board and help you build this business. So if you're building your business right now and you're realizing that you're you're wearing all the hats, it's true. I mean, if you're wearing all the hats, it's a pretty fast way of getting worn out very, very quickly. I've experienced myself that very specific scenario in the past when I first started, and I started to realize, man, I got to do the marketing, I got to do the accounting, I got to do the business, leadership, and the coding, and the marketing, and the list goes on. So it's very important to realize that if you're building a team and you want your business to thrive and prosper in the future, then this topic is definitely very important to pay attention to. So, the number one secret, that experts agree to that will make or break their business is that very topic, is having the right people on board. And we're going to be talking about that more in depth, obviously, but the right people can mean a number of things, but we're going to go over the major topics of the type of people. But then also, one of the other elements is character and compatibility with your own personality. That's something to consider also. They may be very talented, but if they're not people of character or principle, that's something to look at and filter through. But there's going to be strategies that I'll share with you that will help you out with discovering their background and their reputability before you bring them on board or have them work with you as either a consultant or a freelancer of sorts. So, with that said, let's jump into it, everything here. So, at this point, if you have a website, that's fantastic. Even if you don't, that's okay too. So this call is primarily geared for people who have built a website or are thinking about it and launching one. But you're basically, at this point, you may or may not have people on board as your team members in the various roles that we're going to be talking about. But we're going to go over that step by step and help you get started with building the right team so you can prosper your business. And most importantly, that you're not going to drive yourself into the ground. Okay, one of the major reasons why I'm sure that you wanted to build a business in the first place is to have financial freedom, to have independence, to have more time in your life, not less time, right? You don't want to work yourself into a never-ending job. And you want to have more ability to go on vacations and enjoy your life. And so the internet can definitely help you do that. It's a tool of communication and can help you get the value out that you have to offer, your products and services, to a larger audience. And so your team is going to help you do that. So so the very first step in building your team, your internet business dream team, is to establish where you're exactly at this point, in your business development. If you're just getting started and you don't have a website yet, then you can call into the coaching support team here during the week and get help, and we're glad to help you out with that. We can walk you through step by step and show you exactly what to do. If you don't have a website already, then do that. If you already have one, then you're probably already experiencing, you know, some of the questions of, hey, how do you change this, or how do you tweak this, or, you know, designing questions, or you know, tracking, or, you know, webmaster questions, and, you know, other questions involving the leadership and the promotion of your company and your site and the sales funnel and your marketing. So we'll go over that as well, but let's go over the you know, the brief summary of the types of types of business people or types of people that you should have on your team. Okay, so once you've established where you're currently at, I just write down, hey, you have a website, are you making any sales? Who do you have on your team already, and what are they doing? You know, at this point, if you're just a one-man band or a one-woman band, then you're probably doing everything yourself. Okay, you're doing all the elements we're going to be talking about here. So just establish where you're currently at, and then you can establish where you want to go. So that's actually the next step is, well, where do you want to go? There's a famous statement of, if you don't know exactly where you want to go, then it probably doesn't matter, you know, the goal. I mean, so it's very important to get clear about where you want to go so you can get there, and the people who you bring on will help you out. You've got to have a clear vision of what you want is basically what I'm saying here. You know, I remember starting off with my business a while back ago. One of the first things I did to help me get started off with the internet marketing world was I was in the real estate business, and, you know, I was learning, you know, how to you know, bring clients on and, you know, do have a lot of bird dogging for them, doing wholesaling, and, you know, started to learn more and more, you know, from my brother-in-law about, you know, the internet world, and he was coding our website at the time and doing custom programming, and I, you know, soon started to realize that having a you know, a brother-in-law who did coding was really valuable. However, anytime I wanted to get something changed, I had to go to him, and he had to just change the word "and" or change the word "the" or change the, a few things here and there that were super, super simple, and it took a while to get those things changed, and so it was kind of annoying sometimes. And so having the right type of website platform is also, you know, important to think about. You know, the primary platform that we use a lot here is WordPress. That'll save you a lot of grief and you know, challenge down the road if you use WordPress. But it's not the only one. There's plenty of them out there as far as websites go, but WordPress is by far, you know, used by millions of people, and it'll make your life easier when you make changes on your online to your internet business. But you know, I soon found out that having a you know, coder on the team is definitely very valuable, and there's a lot of things that you can do with customizing your business. You know, having a designer or having a coder on your team, that's actually one of the positions that you'd want to fill for your internet dream team. Before we jump into that, let me just establish the very first point, the very first position, which is you, okay? Is the business owner, the leader, the manager, whichever label that you'd like to put on yourself. You're the person that's in charge of making the business happen. Okay, and we'll go over that in a bit more depth on the duties for the business you know, leader. But you're the one that makes things happen, makes the connections with people, and keeps the vision alive. And the second is the you know, accounting, you know, person, the person that does the books, takes, you know, keeps track of all the finances. A person that makes sure that you're in the positive, all right? If you're not keeping track of your finances to the very penny, then it's very easy to you know, grow your business and come to find out you're in debt and you're not in the positive, or else things are things get really messy if you don't keep track of what's going on. So keep track of things and find someone to do that for you if you're not going to do it yourself. But obviously the whole point of this discussion today is to have other people do it so you can have the time, you know, to thrive your business and prosper it, okay? The third person that you'd want to find and bring on board would be someone to do your sales, and someone to take the leads that the marketer generates for you and close them. Now, if your internet system is not built as such to receive leads and close them or convert them, then we can talk with you about that and show you how. But Give me just a second here. We're going to okay. Sorry, just had to do something real quick. Okay, so, yeah, with your salesperson, okay, that's another element. That's another person to bring on board. And the marketer is the next person. And the marketer is responsible for getting that product, getting the business, getting your website in front of the right people. We'll talk about that more in depth. And also a coder, as I mentioned earlier, a designer, and a webmaster. A webmaster could very well comprise of, you know, the coder and designer and, you know, a few other things if you'd like, but I put that in a different category because the webmaster will have different responsibilities and duties to oversee and track and manage a lot of the analytics and the data that's going on with your business and, you know, site errors and things like that that may come up, and just the overall overseer of your internet business. So just to recap, you got your leader, your accounting person, the salesperson, marketing, coder, designer, and webmaster. Okay, so 7 people so far. Those are the major people, the major players that should be on your internet dream team. There are others, such as, you know, the, you know, like a videographer. Okay, we'll talk about that. And even a research and developer, depending on the type of business you have, going out there and researching, you know, new strategies, new information that will help you out with developing new products. You know, a developing team that could develop new products and services for your audience. But yeah, usually the developer of new products should be you. You know, you're not going to have as much time if you're doing all these things yourself. But to start off with, you know, we've realized, and I've realized this, you know, myself as well, starting off and doing this myself, in my own businesses, is that you have to bootstrap. You know, a lot of times when you get started, if you don't have a lot of money to bring these people on. And so, you know, if you're going to, you know, be doing these things yourself, then one of the biggest tips I could share with you is, you know, your time management. And blocking out time, specific time during the week, you know, for each of these things. All right? So, time for your booking and your accounting. You know, time to place a greater emphasis on generating sales and closing them. Or if you're working on your website funnel, your sales funnel, and you're sending traffic, you've got traffic coming to your website, you would spend a dedicated time towards increasing the effectiveness of your sales funnel. Okay, so blocking out time for your marketing, okay? Expanding your marketing and tapping into other marketing channels that can get your products and services into a bigger audience. And then time for any tweaks or coding. If you don't know how to do it yourself, then you can find other people to do it for you, okay? And then designing and webmastering. So back on the topic there of other team members, we've gone over the major, you know, 7 players. The other players would very well be videography, people who could create videos that convert or present or educate people. You know, video is extremely, extremely popular nowadays, and you know, the more and more you get into video, the more and more you'll discover how engaging it is and how more influential it can be for you and your company. Because, number one, it creates you know, more trust with people and more transparency. Now, if you're doing just a quick plug on video in marketing, is that once you start implementing video in your business, you'll see a big difference as long as you're doing it right. Yeah, but it usually doesn't have to be a fancy schmancy video. You know, the video can simply be you presenting the major benefits of your business, your product, and just teaching people about what you have to offer and then inviting them or persuading them to take action and giving them a time frame to act within. And so overall, it just does just amazing instead of just having text on your site. And then one of the other major roles, actually, that I we haven't gone over yet, which is enormous, actually, it probably trumps all the other steps except for you as the visionary of your business, is customer service. So being a customer support rep is extremely important because, you know, when people come into the door, you want to be able to take care of them. and someone who can answer the calls. If you have a service-oriented business or any type of business that requires them to call into a support line or ask questions, you want to be able to have an easy way for customers to contact you. And even if you're selling just general products or if you're doing services, that either way, not every single business will require customer support, because if you're doing an affiliate marketing business and promoting other people's products, then you may not really need a customer support rep for your internet team. But over time, it would be very important to definitely have someone in place for that, because as you start to grow, even in affiliate marketing, people will have questions, and so that's an excellent role to fill. Okay, so let's go back here to the details of each one. Okay, so what roles would each of these people fulfill? All right, so the business leader, which is you, you're always going to be in that position unless you were to delegate it to someone down the road, such as a CEO, to take care of the leadership and the growth of your business. But at this point, that would be your responsibility just starting off. Okay. So number one is keeping the vision alive. Okay, if you keep the vision alive, and you know that you're keeping the vision alive, is if everyone can tell you, obviously, first off, what it is, and then they're also engaged with what's going on. Now, if you were to ask anyone on your team, if you have a team already, and once you start to bring them on board, ask them, make sure that it's clearly visible somewhere, and you're always reinforcing what the vision or what the mission or purpose of your business is. Because if no one on your team is super clear about it, the clarity is critical. So the more clear you are, obviously, the more clear you can explain it to other people and what you're really after. And you can compare this to a example of getting a vision of a vacation that you want to go on. If you want to travel back east to all the historical sites, and you have a vision of what you want to do, basically, but then you can give it even more clear, right, with establishing the specific sites that you want to go to and where you want to stay and getting all the details planned out. Well, you can compare that to your own business too. When people come to your homepage, or when people ask you at networking ventures, or you can compare it to an elevator pitch, how clear is your vision? Okay, that's your responsibility being a business leader, a business owner of your own business there, is making sure that you have clarity in your vision and that you keep it alive. And you keep that alive, once again, by sharing with people and reinforcing it and crystallizing it as you move forward. Okay, now the second point that I have down here as being the business owner is establishing partnerships. You can also delegate this down the road, but I prefer to personally have this under my own control just to start off with, starting a business online, because you have the vision and you can you should be able to express it clearly. So when you're establishing partnerships, what you're doing is networking with people, going out there and talking with them about where your business is going, what you want it to do, and how it can benefit them. And your partnering is all about connecting with other people of like minds or in the like industry, the same industry or complementary industries that can help you out, and you can help them out. Okay, you're complementing each other and helping each other out. And so if you're in the selling, got some feedback noise there, some maybe it was some cars or something. There's some music, but so going back on track there with your partnering, as being the business leader, you're going out there and forging relationships with people. Okay, one of the principles of success that I would share with you at this point on this topic is the principle of exchanging, creating wealth. Okay, exchange creates wealth. Okay, if you want to be a wealthy business owner and you want to have it thrive and take off and go somewhere, then the key is to create more exchanges with people, profitable exchanges. Exchanges meaning, hey, I'll do something for you if you do something for me. Okay, that's what in exchanges. Okay, you're promising that you're going to do something for that partner, and in turn, they're going to be doing something for you. A synonymous principle to that would be creating a win-win. Okay, it's a win-win or no deal. So being a business owner, you're responsible. You know, it's your duty to go out there and to create win-win situations with people. And the more win-win exchanges you create, the better. Okay? You want to structure them such to where, I'll say it's a win, you know, it's a win-win for a reason. You know, you're benefiting each other. You're both profiting. Okay? And there's other courses you can take out on this, and additional guidance you can get on this when you call in too. But just know that that's your primary goal. Okay, so those are the major things. The other element in being a business owner is just taking care of the management, of your team, and making sure that they're operating and working well together. You know, there's a lot of team building principles that you can learn about. But one of the team building principles that I would share with you at this point would be over communication. There's a great book by Stephen Covey that you can check out or even get off of Amazon called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And other great business books out there, too, that we can talk about. But that's one of them that you can implement in your business. And one of the principles that he talks a lot about is just over communicating. And what that means is you're not just going the minimum of communicating what's going on, but you're taking a bit more time to communicate, the vision and what's going on, and how you can help the team work better together, open up better communication channels with each other. Okay, but that's a huge topic in and of itself, so we'll just leave it there at that point. But just know that more and more you learn about team building, the better. And I can't say that I'm perfect at it. It's a journey, and you're learning more and more about the strengths of each person and how they can thrive off of leveraging their strengths, and contributing to building the business. Okay, so you got your team building as one of your duties as a business owner, and so we're going to go on to the next point here of the salesperson, okay? The salesperson is obviously responsible for making sales, making you money, okay? So the salesperson, he would be especially involved with your internet marketing or internet dream team there is looking at the sales funnel. Okay, a sales funnel, just to quickly give you an overview of what that is the very first step that the customer takes when they come to your website is the very first step, the entry point. We compare this to the marriage model. The marriage model is famous because you can compare it to that of a marriage. If you meet someone just right off the bat, you've met them on the street and they don't know you and you don't know them, if you were to ask them to marry you right off the bat, they would probably get freaked out and run away. Okay? So comparing that to your business, what you would want to do instead is break the ice and get to know them. And your website should do that too. You want to break the ice and get to know them and get their name and email. Okay? So you can stay in contact with them. And if they're interested in what you have to offer and they're interested in building a relationship with you as you start to create value for them, sending emails out to them, and so forth, then they'll become more responsive and start to warm up to you more and more. Okay, so in the marriage model, you're getting to know them, you're breaking the ice, you're developing a relationship with them. So the salesperson is looking at this funnel and making sure that the whole process goes as smoothly as possible. And when someone enters into the door or enters into your website or comes to it, there are one or multiple options for them to get to know you easily. Okay, and that could be simply offering something to them for free, like an ebook or a discount or a free consultation, something for them to engage with immediately, so they have an opportunity of getting to know you quickly. Okay, so the salesperson is looking at, well, what other strategies can I implement to increase sales? There's also a bunch of different principles that you can implement with, the salesperson is going to know this if they're a great salesperson. But ultimately, the salesperson is about helping people out and taking action. And they're going to be looking at every element of your sales funnel. And the first step they come to, and the second step, where are they going to go? Are they going to look at the product? Okay, and then once they look at the product, then what? It'll be buying or adding the product to the cart or buying your service. Then the next step would be the checkout process. And there may be some incentives like a coupon code that you can look at, or free shipping, or things like that that can be offered to increase the checkout process, or incentives to increase the checkout process. The salesperson, you may have that person receive leads via phone. And, there's a number of service businesses that operate that off of that approach. And that works even more powerful because there's that human connection. So if your business operates upon generating leads and then having a live salesperson call them and close them, then that's what obviously the salesperson would do, is receive the lead, call them, and close it. Okay. But as I also mentioned too, if you're not generating sales via phone, then the salesperson would look at the whole funnel and step-by-step process and increase the whole process of conversion. And there's metrics that he can look at, he or she, using Google Analytics or any analytics service that will tell you more and more about the information about who's coming to the website, what pages they're coming to more frequently, and the whole, basically the step-by-step process that they're taking on your website. Okay, so they would be looking at those things and taking care of the details of increasing conversions, number one. Okay? Let's talk about the marketer now. Okay, so marketing, the marketer person would be responsible for getting your business in front of as many targeted people as possible. So there's a lot of methods of marketing, but the number one rule to keep in mind is thinking about, well, where are these people found? And your marketer would be responsible for doing that. And finding magazines or newspapers or online sources like Google, AdWords, and Bing, search traffic, using paid advertising, working with you on partnerships and getting leads or even generating leads and strategizing through those methods as you start to make new connections with people. So none of these people on your sales team are a standalone type of person. Okay, I mean, they're all working together and creating a synergy as they work with you. Okay, but the marketer ultimately is responsible for getting the value that you have to offer, whether that be products and services or both, in front of the right people. And I mentioned just a few of them, but SEO is another marketing method, search engine optimization. Email marketing is huge, okay, but some of the top methods that they would be implementing would be paid advertising, email marketing, okay, and SEO is huge as well, search engine optimization. So writing content, the marketer could very well do that, or else you could have someone responsible for blogging, but blogging is an excellent way of creating lots of free traffic, and even using blogging as a method of tying it into your sales funnel. So you can kind of imagine or visualize blogging as each type of article that you create is, in essence, a little salesperson that goes out there to the internet and recruits the right type of person to come to your website. And how many of those do you want? Well, find as many as possible, right? And the more and more little salespeople you have, the better, because they're going out there and finding the right people and bringing them to your website. So in essence, that's how I visualize blogging is. You can use each article as a way of attracting the right person to come to your site. And then what do you want that person to do once they read the article? Well, you want them to take action. you know, they read the article, and the action you want them to take is, you know, depending on your sales funnel. But most people, you know, running an online business would want to have them either download something or click on a button to order a product or service. Okay, so each blog article, and for the most part, you know, should have some type of call to action, you know, inviting the customer to do something when they get there. And the last thing you want to do is just have them read something and that's it. You know, you should always have some way of getting their name and email or sending them on to the next step in the sales funnel. Okay, so that's the main scope, you know, for your marketer. Okay, now the next point, the next person on the team would be a coder. And it, you know, if you've set up your site, you know, with WordPress, then you know, you may not have a lot of need for a coder at this point unless you're doing custom programming or want to do that. But and there's a lot of value in having someone, you know, on board doing your coding, especially when it comes to generating custom, you know, lead generation forms or doing tweaks on your site or fixing errors, customizing the you know, the entire site. You know, he would be using the information that he gathers from you know, the designer, and we're going to talk about the designer here in a second. But there's a lot of really cool information about you know, the psychology of, you know, colors and the psychology of, you know, the entire layout of your site and how it influences people to take action and convert. But just know that, you know, the knowledge that these people have is the, one, you know, one of the biggest assets that you know, obviously them and their talent are the assets. And so you're bringing them on board to do these things specifically for you because they're specialists. Okay, people who specialize in coding do amazing. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, the coders don't have necessarily a lot of excellent social skills, you know, has been my experience. You know, they can be, but in most coders that I know, they're, you know, very geeky, and it's cool. You know, they do excellent, amazing job at what they do. And, you know, those are the kinds of people that you'd want to find that do custom coding and programming for you. But we're going to talk about where to find these people here shortly. So, but that's what the coder would do, okay? Custom programming for your website. And the next person would be the designer, as we mentioned earlier. And the design, you know, is all about, once again, I mean, it's pretty simple and straightforward on that, is making your site look great. And it's not just necessarily just the site, but it could also be, you know, some of the other you know, sales materials, and, you know, like brochures and cards and business stuff, you know, that like business cards and pamphlets, the way that images look on your site for your products. You know, the overall look and feel of your site can dramatically influence people's decisions on working with you. It's not the number one. But you know, the number one would be the value that you're presenting. Okay, ultimately, people just care about themselves. They want to know what's in it for them, and what are you going to do for them when they get to your site. Okay, but the designer would you know, take an account of, you know, the whole look and feel, and you know, make sure that it's presented properly. And a great designer is going to know more, you know, in more details about the psychology of, you know, the colors, and if someone comes to your site, where does that person's eye naturally gravitate to? If the site is super busy and very confusing, then it's going to dramatically, you know, influence, you know, the conversions negatively. You know, but if they know that, hey, you know, the eye is naturally going to go to you know, the red button that says order now or learn more, and that's one of the main things that they see on the site when they get there, besides your message and, you know, any other major information that tells them about your business, then, you know, they should know that. And they should know that colors and the way that things are presented and laid out dramatically influence, you know, these conversions. Okay, people come to your site. You could get hundreds and hundreds of people come to your site, if not thousands, And just by making slight changes to, you know, to the design and layout, will make a huge difference in people buying. Okay, so that's what the designer would be responsible for. Okay, and then the last one would be the customer service rep, as I mentioned earlier. And so going in more depth with that and some of the tips you can use to easily engage with customers if you don't have a customer rep yourself is to offer online chat. Okay, there's free plugins you can use for WordPress that will automatically present the option for people to click on to chat with you over your website. You know, one is Bankle Chat, B-A-N-C-K-L-E, so Bankle Chat. That's a free plugin. And there's obviously a few more that I've used in the past, but that's the best one. It gives you a lot of excellent stats in the back, and you can chat with people when they come to your site. They can just click on the link, and if they have any questions, they can just chat with you directly. And if you're not there, then they can leave a message, and then it just goes to your email if you're offline. But overall, you know, the customer service rep is there to take care of them and make sure they're happy. Number one, you know, happy customers lead to, you know, happy business owners and more profits in your pocket. So the customer service rep could also be in charge of gathering valuable feedback, okay, from your customers. So the more and more feedback that you gather from your customers or even prospects that haven't bought yet, and the better. And the better you can do in customizing solutions to them. So having surveys, you know, that you can create, you can do that through PollDaddy, PollDaddy.com, or SurveyMonkey, SurveyMonkey.com is another great place, or Zoomerang is another place you can create surveys for your customer service rep. But when you're creating surveys, you know, you ultimately want to find out the answers to their fears and dreams. Okay, the more information you know about where they want to go and what they fear most, you know, about whatever their the business is all about or whatever they're doing, the more information you can use to customize services and products to them. That makes sense, right? Okay, so when you create your survey, don't just randomly write down any questions for them to answer. You want to help them out, and you're asking questions about what do you worry about most as it relates to this, or what frustrates you most, or where do you see yourself at in the next 6 months, you know, with your business, if you're running a business-oriented type of site. Okay, but customize the questions to their fears and dreams, and you'll get specific feedback from them. And you can have the customer service rep, you know, incentivize, you know, these people to take the form, you know, take the survey. I mean, you could offer rewards or discounts or access to something, and that's always a kind of a fun way of getting more and more feedback from your customers. Okay, cool. So we've gone over quite a bit here. So just to do a quick recap, you now know the major players, okay, the major seven players in your business that should be there on your team, or else you should be able to pursue for or pursue after. And then you also know about some of the additional members that you could consider, such as a videographer, researcher, and developer. Okay. And even a business developer is also another one. But these are the major players that any business team on the business online should have. Now let's talk about some of the outsourcing sites and how to outsource this, okay? Because the main question that a lot of students have is, well, how do you find these people and where do you go? I don't have these people in my own life. Very first place they start off at is getting clear about. We've gone over the clarity of who you're looking for. So you got to attract this, create the vision up in your mind, because success starts up in the mind first, and believe that you will, attract and find the right people, okay? So after that, you can go to sources like Elance, Okay, so that's spelled ELANCE.com. There's also Odesk. They've actually merged as of recently, so it's going to be owned by the same company, but there's another site. Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R.com is another site you can go to outsource or even find people to do these things for you. You know, things like creating forms for you or designing a logo or your site, reviewing ebooks or giving you feedback, editing, creating videos. Overall, there's going to be any type of solution you're looking for, there's usually going to be someone out there that can do it for you. You can get virtual assistants to do things for you. If you were to make a list of all the things that you just, all these tasks or to-do items that are time-consuming, but you can still delegate, you can delegate those things to assistants, having an assistant to take care of these things for you. And you could put that on your dream team list. I've gone through those sites a number of times and continue to do so, because that's one of the, which is a very powerful method of building your team and doing it very quickly without having to hire employees, because employees are going to cost you a dedicated amount of funds. And so what I would recommend doing is, if you're just a business owner starting off, you're a newbie, then you develop a list of consultants, people who can do this stuff for you on a job-to-job basis. So if you need someone to do a quick tweak or custom programming on something, then you have your list of people you can go to at any time, and you have your coder. Okay, you got your designer, you got your marketer, and more of the dedicated people that would be on your time, on your consulting team on a continual basis would be your sales and your marketing people. And your customer service, if you're not doing that yourself, but biggest ones in terms of the revenue and the bottom line would be your sales and marketing team, or people that you're working with. Okay, besides you. Okay, so they keep the flow of funds coming in and keeping you afloat, and not just keeping afloat, but being profitable. And so you're keeping track of where you're going. You're measuring the progress. You know where you're at to the penny. And if you're not keeping track of the accounting yourself, well, you can go to the accountant person and ask them, okay, where are we? There's reports he or she can give you, and you'll know exactly where you're at. Okay, so let's go back to the outsourcing sites. One of the questions I get once in a while is, well, what do you not delegate? Okay, and some of the things that you would not want to delegate would be, things that you're doing as a business owner. Okay, it's not going to be really possible to outsource, the aspect of keeping your vision alive. Okay, that's your responsibility. You could very well, outsource all the other stuff, such as partnering. But to start off with, it's great to have you do it. And once you get that under wraps and you know how to do it effectively, you can still continue to do it, but have someone else do it in a more full-time fashion or part-time. Some of the other things that you would not want to delegate would be, if you're running a drop or a wholesaling business, the sooner you can get your own products and store them in your own warehouse, that would be even more influential. You got to start off with at some point, because you're delegating the aspect of developing your products or sourcing the products to you as a drop shipping type of business. But if you can get to the point of buying the product and storing it into your own warehouse yourself, then that would be one area that you no longer have to delegate because you have the product under your own control. And then the other aspect I would not delegate would be your customer service. Okay, your customer service, you want to have under wraps, under your own house. Okay, you don't want to have other people rely on taking care of your customers for you. Keep that under house and talk with your customers, because the more and more, as I mentioned earlier, you understand about your customer, the better you can do in your business. So having your customers speak with you or the person that you put in charge of that is very important. Okay, so how do you go about finding people through these outsourcing sites? Okay, so if you were to go to the Fiverr right now, F-I-V-E-R-R, you can easily find people. They're presenting what they call gigs, so G-I-G-S, okay? They're presenting different services that they can fulfill, and they do them on all kinds of things. I mean, there's some really weird gigs that people do, you know, like seeing, you know, Christmas cards in a bathing suit, you know, or they do some pretty funny things as well. But you're looking for obviously people who can help you out, help you out with being productive in your business. So look at the list of things that you need to get done and should get done in your business this week, and start making the you know, the elements or writing down the steps that you need to implement and find people to do for you. Okay, so if you need to get a logo done, you know, go there and get someone to do it. You're looking primarily for people who have a 5-star rating and they have excellent feedback. Okay, you can look at people's responses or testimonials that they put on the site, you know, for each person, and you can research and just look at how well they've done. Okay, you know, they also present, if you were to go to that website right now, you'll notice up at the top right, you can search specifically for the types of people you're looking for. So if you're looking for a logo designer, then just type that in and then click on search, and then you'll see the list of all the people you can look at. You just got to move your mouse over the top of the image for each gig, and then it'll tell you the stars and the rating, or you can just click on the image and it'll take you into the details of each person. You can also contact the person ahead of time if you have any specific questions, but if you're wanting to talk with them about a unique type of request, then just click on the contact. It's kind of a small link on the right-hand side. But you can contact them ahead of time and ask them for their feedback or their insight into your project. But ultimately, it's very simple. And with Fiverr, you just go there, read up on their gig, the service that they're providing, and then at the top right, you click on the button where it says Order Now. And then you'll be taken to the steps of setting up your account if you don't have an account already. And then you'll usually receive an automated email or an email from the service provider, the person that's going to help you do the logo or whatever the case may be. And then you'll just respond to them straight through the Fiverr system. Okay, you're not going to communicate with them outside of Fiverr. Everything goes through their system. So, you know, they can keep track of what's going on and if there are any issues, if you have to, you know, go through arbitration or if there's any disputes, then you can just get your money back, okay? But the good thing about this type of source is that it's only $5, you know, for the basic services they provide. And you can see for each gig, you know, they'll offer additional services for higher amounts. But ultimately, the base product they offer is only $5. So you're not out a lot of money if it doesn't really turn out. But most of them who have great feedback and awesome ratings are going to be, you know, really good for you. Okay, so yeah, it falls in line with any of these areas. If you're looking for someone to, you know, call people and do marketing or, you know, look at your analytics or do WordPress stuff for you, and tweaking or creating forms, putting buttons on your website. You name it. There's going to be usually someone out there that can do it for you. Now, with the Fiverr system, however, when you're looking at more complicated work, more custom work, it's not going to cost $5. Okay, it's usually going to cost more, and it also usually involves more research, and a lot of times you may not find it through Fiverr. Okay, Fiverr is a great entry point for basic stuff, basic stuff that you want to outsource. If you need someone, to do, super detailed, custom stuff for your business, it's best to find a consultant that can do it for you. An internet marketing consultant that can help you out. And you can go to Google and search for that. or even call in and we can talk with you about it too. But these other sources like Elance and Odesk and Freelancer, FreeLancer.com is another site that you can go to. And with those sites, what you're doing is you're just posting your job. Okay, you're writing up the description of the scope of your job, of what you need to get done, and it can be more detailed. And whereas with Fiverr, you're just buying other people's services that are already presented. Whereas with Freelancer and Elance and Odesk, you're presenting the offer. You're presenting the job that needs to be done. And then other people, once you post your job for free, then other people will bid on it and let you know how much they're willing to do that job for. And you can narrow your request to say, hey, I just want to look for people who are willing to bid on my job who are located in just America or just in China or just in Ukraine or whatever country or state you're looking for. And even by language, if you only want to have people bid on it who speak perfect English, well, then you can set that parameter too. So it's very detailed, and you're not limited to just attracting people or having people who are, speak Indian or speak German bidding on your jobs. You can filter those things filter those things out. Okay, when you post your job. And you can establish your bid and what you're willing to pay for your project. Okay, if you want someone to consistently keep track of your books, have it like an accountant take care of that stuff, then put in your price, what you're looking for. Even if you're looking for a blogger, you can find someone to do your blogging for you. My experience with blogging is you can have someone write at least one or two articles for you each week for the price of anywhere from $20 to $30 or $40 per month. And you give them the scope to keep within. You want them to write 500 words or more and put an image in the article and then post it to your website. Okay, just be detailed. Because they're not going to be able to read your mind, obviously. So the more detailed you are in your request when you post your job, the better. Now, you can also speak with, obviously, friends and people that that can work with you in your business. It's another way of bringing people on to fill these roles for your internet dream team. You may be surprised. You may have a cousin or a friend that would be interested in working with you in your business, and it's just a matter of writing up the scope of the job that you're looking to fill and the duties required, and sending it out, maybe to people via email or even speaking with them in person and letting them know what needs to be done, and once again sharing your vision of your business and helping them see where it's going to go at and what type of incentive or payout they can get. But if you're bringing someone on, you want to get clear about those things. And we're going to talk briefly about that. So, payment incentives could be, if you were to bring on, someone through, these outsourcing sites, they'll usually have, they'll tell you what they'll do the job for, or you can tell them what you're willing to accept as, the scope of the job. But if you're bringing someone else on that then have a contract in place, so everything's written out, do everything in writing, and set up a structure where it is a win-win. If you're going to bring someone on as a partner, they're going to have part liability in the company as with you, and depending on the entity structure that you have, you'd need to speak with your attorney or someone that is responsible for the legal stuff of the structure of your entity and the business formation of partnerships. But that becomes a bit more advanced. But you can do it. You can bring other people. I've done it in the past and still do it. And you can set up payment, the payment structure. They can have equity in the business, or they can help fund the business. If you're just starting up and you both contribute a certain amount to the business and you have equal ownership if you're just you and another person. But that's another way, of bringing people on. Okay, you don't have to just outsource it to people. You can consider bringing partners on and, you know, establishing everything in the operating agreement and the details of payment and how it's going to be structured, okay? So you want to speak with your the professional on that. And if you're with Nationwide here at Prosper, you can speak with the professionals there about that, and they can point you in the right direction. Okay, now some of the, I mentioned earlier on the call that I would go over some of the incentives that you can implement and even offer people to bring them on board without even having to pay them up front. So some of the incentives could be, like I do this on a few of my sites, which is offering, if you're looking for a blogger, someone to write for you. And if you want to fill that role, then a lot of businesses and also people, you know, look for sites where they can contribute articles to. Okay, so you can have a page on your website where they can come to and see the details of what type of articles you accept and the audience that you write to and the different just topic ideas that people can write about. And then they can submit the article to you. And so one of the major reasons why people would want to do that and what the win-win situation is in that scenario is when they write an article, they'll usually have like a link or two in the article that goes back to their website. Okay, and so it's benefiting them because, you know, they're publishing the article, if it's accepted by you, they're publishing that article on your website. And if you have a lot of people come to your website or even just targeted people, and the whole idea for them is they get their article in front of targeted people and as many as, you know, as many people as possible. And so if you can tell people, hey, I got a website that I have, let's say, 200 people coming to the website each day, and these people are primarily women who are looking for crafts, okay, well then, someone could come to your website, or you can tell people that you accept the guest articles, and they can send you that article. And you can give them that criteria to meet, such as 500 words or more. It needs to be, you know, original. It can't be copied from any other source. It needs to be original content. It should include at least one picture. And it should contain only one or two links, not a bunch of links, but at least one or two links, you know, to their website or to their offer. And if it doesn't conflict with your website and it's complimentary, then, hey, you have a win-win situation. And people look for those types of offers all the time, you know, because they're looking for free methods of getting their content out in front of people. And it helps you, you know, because you don't have to write the content at all. And they wrote it for you, and now you can optimize it, you know, for the search engines, and it's one major method of getting traffic to your site without even writing it or doing it yourself, and even having to pay anyone to do it. Okay, so that's the one incentive that you can offer. And there's other incentives that you can present as well, like if you were not to want to pay money up front, then you can offer performance incentives, and where, like, for example, your sales or your marketing individuals, if you're to be willing to do this, then you could talk with them and say, hey, for every two or three tier sales program, where, hey, if you reach $1,000 in sales in a week, then you'll get 10% commission. If you reach $2,000 of sales in a week, then you'll get 15% commission. Okay, if they're just on a sales commission base only, then, you know, structure or, you know, create a great payout structure for them, you know, an incentive program for them. And the same thing for other people. You know, if they're willing to do it pro bono or free, then have a better type of payout for performance for them. You know, because ultimately, most people are not really wanting to do this up front, because, they have to, invest their time and talent up front without any money. But if you can prove them or tell them that you have a business that is already, is already gained momentum and you've already made some sales and it's been proven, then they're probably going to be far more likely, you know, to jump on board without having any money up front. Okay, but just keep that in mind. Now, the more you know, clout that you have to offer them, you know, the better. So that wraps up the you know, grad call here for today on the topic of how to build your internet dream team and how to find those people. So at this point, we'll stop the call, and if you have any questions, just speak up. Just got to press star 5 to unmute your phone, and then you can ask any questions.